right now at Kohl's. Take an extra 25% off top active brands, including Under Armour for her. Get Nike shoes for the family, $48.75 and under, and save on Levi's denim for the family. Plus, get limited contact store drive-up, and get even more for your wallet with Kohl's Cash. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. 25% off Under Armour ends August 9th. Nike ends August 8th. Levi's sale ends August 30th. Offers and coupons do not apply. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, this is the CXO Fun Facts segment, and as you know, follows the main conversation. But did you know we usually always record the fun facts first, as it sets a tempo and is a fun warm-up. Now, this section is unmissable for knowing interesting tidbits you would want to know about a CXO. For example, not many would know that Rajesh had worked with the famous director Mansoor Ali Khan for the super hit film Jo Jeeta Wohi Sikandar. Did you know that, guys? Well, stay tuned to hear about this and more such interesting information on Rajesh. Happy listening.
Hi, Rajesh. Welcome to Talk CXO Life. And we begin first with our CXO fun facts, all right? You're up for it?
Absolutely.
Okay. Your favorite color?
Blue.
Okay. And do you think that color represents you?
Yeah, in terms of relating it to sky being unlimited, vast
infinite.
And optimist whenever you look up into the sky.
So you're an optimist.
Absolutely.
And in your business, I think you need to be one.
Always.
Okay. Now, which is your favorite holiday destination? Do you love to travel?
I do. Recently, I think it's London.
Okay, which I enjoy. Why London?
Beautiful place, great weather, good friends that I've made there, and lots of things to do, and lots of great places to eat. The parks
play?
Are
what
wonderful.
Play?
No play.
No play.
London is just relaxing.
Just chilling. Okay, which is your favorite place to then play?
Golf, Thailand. Bangkok, yeah. By far the best place. Great golf courses. So that's fair.
Okay, and what about cricket?
Cricket in Bombay.
Bombay. I'll go to Bombay.
Bombay.
Not the gullies, right?
Yeah, not the gullies. Proper cricket now. Used to be gullies, but now it's proper cricket.
So where do you play?
3-4 grounds. One in Bandra, the MCA club, which is there. Then Air India ground at Santa Cruz. And I think these are, and Wilson College, Lord Parel Central Railway Colony. Okay. These places, yeah.
So, who's your favorite cricketer?
In today's environment, I have two of them, both Indians only, Virat Kohli and Dhoni.
Dhoni.
Yeah, Dhoni
is a bowler.
Bowler, lots of them. At, again, if you take Indian bowlers, Bumrah,
okay.
Great bowler. Earlier, Australian bowler, Glenn McGrath, used to be
right.
The best. And Jimmy Anderson,
right.
English bowler, some of these guys.
Wonderful. What's the one thing that you always carry with you?
In terms of an object or
anything,
a thought?
Anything.
Or,
it could be abstract. It could be...
No, it's just hope, optimism. I'm a hardcore optimist about everything.
Are you a gadget guy as well?
I have become because of my son being in it. And today you can't survive without technology.
Right.
So gadget limited to... the usage of phones and...
I think you're okay.
Yeah.
I think all of us are allowed
that. And, or watching, Netflix and, some of the Amazon Prime, etc.
Right.
That's it.
I think that's fine. Okay. So, were you a naughty child?
That's what my parents say.
Really?
And I remember, yes.
So, what's the naughtiest thing you've done?
Chased small girls and being naked. This is what my mother tells me, so it must be true.
Okay. Poor girls. Okay. If you could pursue only one thing in your life, what would it be? Golf or cricket?
Oh, if I had to only choose between them? In today's environment, golf. Maybe 10 years back, cricket, but
right.
Golf.
Okay. And when are you the happiest?
When it comes to work, when you obviously meet a nice client, because I'm in the business of meeting clients and, meeting people, relationship building. So when you meet someone nice and you have a good quality conversation with him, or you connect with someone who's doing something wonderful and you've not met, so that makes you happy. Being with Family makes me happy. Third is holidays. And fourth is while playing golf.
Right, like you said then. So a famous personality you'd like to meet and learn from?
Warren Buffett. I haven't met him, so it would be if I ever got an opportunity. There are opportunities, but I haven't taken advantage.
So what would you ask him?
No, just generally share all his wisdom. I mean, it's not easy to do it in just one shot, but some of the mistakes he's made, some of the good investments he made, and especially because he believes a lot in the people behind whom he's investing, more than the business. So, if you know, his first fundamental principle is about if you don't trust the person you're investing with, or you don't believe in him, or that person doesn't have strong integrity, it's not worth it. So how do you judge that?
Correct.
How you only get to know later on, or maybe with over a period of time, your experiences teach you, or you gain that little bit of insight on how to judge better people. But that I'd love to know, because you always make a mistake there of not being able to read people very well initially. And he's done that. I mean, he's got more rights than wrong. So, of course, he knows what he's doing.
Is that a gut instinct, you think, in terms of some kind of intuition or...
It's a combination. And I think that gut intuition also builds up because of your experience, right? So then over a period of time, you see certain traits in people that have done well, not done well. And you start looking for those traits through a whole series of questioning when you interact with people or when you meet people. And then I think over a period of time, it becomes your ability to judge probably becomes better.
Okay. What is the biggest bluff you've pulled off that you would say? Is it at a game of cards or life?
I guess game of cards, nothing else. Because,
are you good at that?
Fairly good, not at bluffing necessarily, but at playing.
Right.
So along with a little bit of luck, like in poker, you have to know how to play that game well. You
exactly.
have to know how others are playing, not only on your cards. So it does require a little bit of understanding and sometimes a little bit of overplaying your cards or underplaying your cards or moving something that gives a sense of wrong impression or signal to the
exactly.
other. So, In the game of cards or poker, it makes a lot of sense.
A bowler whose style and temperament is quite like yours, you feel?
No, style, I'm just an average bowler.
But
so,
as someone that you would like to associate yourself with?
Yeah, Glenn McGrath, super bowler, consistent all the time, not too fast
also.
It was
quite a pleasure to watch.
Yeah, Jimmy Anderson, again, very accurate. So, more accurate rather than trying to, bowl bouncers and unsettled people, more accurate and swing bowling, which is not difficult, because in the game of cricket, a normal ball coming to you, you have an instinct of hitting it, but when the ball swings in the air, very few people can play it well.
Right.
And that's a big advantage for anyone who can do it. And temperament wise, aggressive, wanting to win, the spirit of winning, not just playing. Aggressive, not to an extent of doing something incorrect to win, unethical to win, but wanting to win, definitely. Not just playing the game for fun of it. That it becomes quite irritant.
Which is your favorite T20 team then?
The IPL team?
Yeah, IPL.
Mumbai Indians.
Okay.
Although having said that, I've always supported Chennai Super Kings also. Because I like
Dhoni.
That Dhoni and his, the other team there, all not necessarily the best of players or star-studded players, but they work great as a team and great leadership. So Chennai, so being in Mumbai, I like Mumbai Indians, but Chennai Super Kings is an ideal, good quality team. It has all the right aspects of a team.
Tell us a couple of lesser known facts about yourself.
Okay, lesser known. And people who are close to me know, but otherwise, generally, when I finished college, during college, I used to work with a broking firm, because college used to get over by 11. And that time, Bombay Stock Exchange used to open post lunch or something like that. So I worked 2 years with a stockbroker who got me introduced to the world of capital markets. And the other thing is, when I was, when I left college, before I got a job, I worked for about 8-10 months with a film producer, Mansoor Ali Khan, where he was looking at having someone professional join him, because he wanted to be the Steven Spielberg of India, more professional production guys, not the usual filmy guys. And he was looking at someone who came with that background. Okay. And I just happened to see an ad, went, applied. And I remember that time, this movie, Kayamat Se Kayamat Tak, had been a big hit that he had created. And he was starting this movie, Jo Jeeta Wo Sikandar. Mm-hmm. And that's where I joined as a production manager.
Oh, wow.
So 6-9 months I did it. Then I realized, you know, it's still the filmy world. And you have to, while he's professional, but others around mm-hmm. were of a totally different material, I would say, or fabric. And that didn't, you know, from a long-term perspective, didn't make sense. So I left it.
But what pulled you into this film?
With glamour, Indian movie industry, working with Mansoor Khan, who's related to Aamir Khan. So I used to sit with Aamir Khan and listen to story scripts. And his office was across Mehboob Studio.
Right.
So I used to go and see shooting at Mehboob Studio. And I had some anyway friends from that industry. So it was always...
And the boy who loved to run, chase girls.
Weird phase where it happened, yeah.
One thing in the world you would trade all your wealth for?
Trade all my wealth for?
You can keep some of it.
I would just give a philosophical answer to it, which is more about happiness, being happy.
Being happy. What is being happiness? I mean, what is being
satisfied
happy?
With what you have, mentally relaxed, you know, and enjoying life the way it's meant to be. That's it.
If you had one thing you could ask, you know, ask advice or things, you could ask someone something and it still perplexes you, an expert. So what would that be and whom would you ask that question?
A lot of things perplex you. It's not that. Sometimes supernatural stuff that you read about and see, I don't know whether it's true or not. But there was some expert who could tell you that, you know, it's actually, there's some science to it and nothing else. The other is religion and the fervor that people have towards religion. I've always believed you have to first be a good person yourself. But I see so many people who keep going to temples. But they may not be doing necessarily the right things in life.
Right.
So why do people do it? So these are some of the things that, questions that come up. I don't know whether there's an expert to it or not, but if there is, it would be wonderful to hear the larger picture to this and what makes it work.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks.
Big Mac, Chicken McNuggets. No, Big Mac and Quarter Pounder with Cheese. Or Filet-O-Fish. You'd be doing the same thing if you were at McDonald's because you can choose not just one, but two of your favorites for just $6. Tasty Big Mac, crispy 10-piece Chicken McNuggets, juicy Quarter Pounder with Cheese, or savory Filet-O-Fish. Enjoy two of your all-time favorites for just $6 if you can decide on the two. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.